Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. There are three major issues that we're going to cover today. Number one, we have found out, and this is not actually a joke, that there is an alias. Yes, Joe Biden used an alias of a KGB spy from Tom Clancy novels, emails from Hunter's laptop now shows. I'm going to tell you about that. It's incredible. With all the connections Donald Trump had to Russia, Joe Biden actually uses the alias of a KGB spy. But don't worry, the mainstream media will not tell you about the story. However, I will. Number two, the economy is really taking a dive right now, and the media seems to be forced to tell you about how bad the economy has gotten. And I'll play that for you in a moment. And then the third thing we're going to talk about today. The FDA is now set to meet in June on COVID vaccines and possible mandates for the youngest children in America. Also, just want to say very quickly, for so many of you that have just found this podcast, because of many of you finding us on Twitter now for the first time with what's happened there, make sure that you hit that auto download or subscribe button so you can grab this podcast every day automatically for free. The Food and Drug Administration has now set a tentative date in June to publicly review COVID-19 vaccines for the youngest American children. The FDA is setting up this meeting in June. Why? Because it is to make the policy decisions for what would be required when your children go back to school in August. The Associated Press is now reporting that the Food and Drug Administration on Friday set the tentative date in June to publicly review vaccines for America's youngest children. to make sure that they have all the information out to the public before school starts. Now, this is typically the final step before authorizing shots for the youngest Americans. And once they authorize the shots, then you will see the schools say they are mandatory, at least the public schools. The meeting announcement follows months of frustration from families impatient for a chance to, quote, vaccinate their children, the FDA and the Democrats have claimed, along with complaints from politicians on the left, furious at the slow pace of the process because they're obsessed with vaccinating your kids mandatory. The FDA said it plans to convene its outside panel of vaccine experts on June the 8th, the 21st, and the 22nd to review applications from Moderna, Pfizer, and maybe others for children vaccines. The dates are not final, and the FDA said it will provide more details as each company completes its applications. While questions have swirled about what's taking so long, the FDA commissioner emphasized Friday that the agency can't evaluate the vaccines until all the data is submitted. Quote, there will be no delays, he told reporters at a health journalism conference. We'll review the data, hold an advisory committee meeting, and make a decision as quickly as possible once we get the applications. Now, here's what's at stake. Your kid getting a vaccine, not getting a vaccine, or possibly being mandated to get a vaccine to stay in the public schools. Currently, only children ages 5 and older can be vaccinated in the U.S. with Pfizer's vaccine, leaving 18 million youngsters, quote, unprotected. And that's also a lie from the media. You have natural immunity in some capacity if you've gotten COVID. There are antibodies that you have. So the children in this country that have gotten COVID, and many of them have, we don't have a real number yet because no one wants to work on that number of how many kids have had COVID. Many kids have had COVID, got it from adults in their household, right? Or at school or other places. But we don't have a real count because that is not a number they want any of us to know. Why do they not want us to know it? Because they want to mandate vaccines for your children. And apparently, your best protection, which is actually natural immunity, not a vaccine, is not good enough for the Democrats because, and especially for Pfizer and Moderna, because they want to jab your kids indefinitely. That's why the FDA is now saying there will be no delays. We'll review the data and have these meetings and make a decision ASAP. Now, on Thursday, we also know that Moderna submitted some of its data, keyword some, to the FDA, and they believe that this will provide what you need to go ahead and say yes to two low-dose shots that they say will be able to protect children younger than 6. Moderna has filed FDA application for older kids, but the FDA hasn't ruled on them yet. Quote, it's not clear if that data, children, will be considered at that June meeting. Pfizer also said that they are expecting to announce it's 3 of even smaller dose shots for little kids, months after the disappointing discovery that the 2 doses weren't quite strong enough. And on Monday, a top House Democrat also came out with a letter requesting a briefing from the FDA on the status of vaccines for children after media reported that the FDA over the weekend was considering delaying its work on the Moderna application to jointly review it with Pfizer at a later date. They don't like that. Now, this is after Dr. Fauci has already declared that we are out of the pandemic phase. So why are we trying to slam this down our throats right now? It is because this is all going to go back to the vaccines required to put your kids in school. The FDA, by the way, has also set a June 7th meeting to review Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine for adults. The Maryland-based company's shot are authorized in Europe and elsewhere, but have been delayed by production problems. The advisory group, they also say, will convene June 28th to discuss whether the current U.S. COVID-19 vaccines should be updated to better target coronavirus variants. Now, you look at everything I just told you, and this is all being done under the disguise that we're just trying to save your kids' lives. Your kid is more likely to die from the flu than from COVID. Understand that. I'll say it again. your child is more likely to die from the flu based on the FDA's own numbers, or excuse me, by the Center for Disease Control's own numbers, Fauci's group, than from COVID. So you should ask yourself this question. Why are they so obsessed with giving your kid the vaccine? Now, I will tell you this right now. I will not be giving my 3-year-olds and my 5-year-olds the vaccine. I did get it, by the way, and I got it because I have my dad's DNA, and I got it based on the fact that I have asthma. I made a decision with medical doctors to get the vaccine, and that doesn't mean anybody else should take it. By the way, I'm not going to get another booster because I don't think it's needed right now, and I've already had COVID on top of that. That changed everything. Now, when I got COVID, it wasn't that bad. The after effects of COVID have been hell. I've had terrible vertigo since I got COVID, had to go to the doctor multiple times, get sick and dizzy at night, have had to go on antibiotics, and now they're trying to figure it out. It's not been fun. In fact, I've had a head cold since January the 16th. I've been to multiple doctors, ENTs, et cetera, trying to get this figured out. So I want to be clear. This sucks. But am I going to give my kid the vaccine knowing that they've also gotten COVID and literally had one night where it was, Daddy, I don't feel good. Mommy, I don't feel good. And after that, they were fine. I'm not going to do it. And they want to do it. And if a school says that my kid has to get vaccinated against COVID-19 to stay in that school, then no. I will find another school. And if that one does it, I'll find another school. And if that one does it, I'll find another school or homeschool. But I am not going to be held. My kids are not going to be held hostage by these psychos on the left when I know that they have a better chance of dying from the flu than they do from COVID-19. That's what the numbers say. Now, let's also talk about the ridiculousness of Dr. Fauci recently so you understand how much of this is just semantics. This last weekend, you had Nerd Prom. It's the White House Correspondents Association's dinner. They hadn't had it in a while because of COVID. Now they had it back, right? Donald Trump didn't even go 1 year. I don't blame him. And Dr. Anthony Fauci came out and actually skipped the White House Correspondents Association's dinner, even though you had to be vaccinated and have a negative COVID test the day of the White House Correspondents Center to attend. And the reason why he didn't attend is because he cited the coronavirus risk. But guess where he was seen? All over Washington at White House Correspondents Weekend parties. Now, if you've ever been to these parties, it's a who's who in politics and, you know, stars, movie stars, and different people. I've had to go to these parties, right? CNN, when I worked there, had parties, Fox has parties, etc. When I lived in D.C., I would go to these parties. All right, it's Nerd Prom weekend. Dr. Fauci is seen without a mask taking pictures with Don Lemon and others of CNN, by the way. You can't make this up. So the same guy that said, I'm not going to go to the White House Correspondents Association dinner because it could be a super spreader event, was seen at the White House Correspondents Association's garden party on Saturday, even after he dropped out of the dinner, because he said it was too risky to attend during the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci said he made, quote, an individual assessment of my personal risk as a reason for canceling his appearance at the dinner. But Fauci did not stay away from all of the White House correspondent events over the weekend. Not only did he attend the weekend garden brunch where he went on camera to celebrate people coming back out of their homes again, saying we've been 2.5 years in this and most stressful times we've had since world wars, if you look at it historically. So the nation's top doctor and advisor to Joe Biden on the coronavirus pandemic response team had no problem going out to brunches where they didn't test you for COVID, but wouldn't go to the White House correspondents' dinner. That is what you call fraud political theater. He also took pictures of the U.S. Army Inspector General, Donna Martin, and Don Lemon at the event. That's what we know of. No mask in any of the pictures. No mask when talking to other people. He also took pictures of the Blue Star Family CEO at the 27th Annual White House Correspondents' Garden Brunch. This is a guy that walks out there with no mask on after saying, it's a super spreader event the night before. Spare me the crap on this one. It's ridiculous.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to go back to the other bigger picture here with COVID, and it deals with following the money. You know, Democrats have said for a while, never let a crisis go to waste. And we know that, right? Never let a crisis go to waste. You look at those that made money off of COVID. I'm not just talking about members of Congress who made millions off of what I would refer to as insider trading on COVID and buying up different companies that sold protective gear and sold the vaccine and were creating the vaccine. I mean, that's all out there. We all know that. But there were also people like Cuomo who got speaking engagements because of COVID, who wrote a book about COVID, right, and his response. and made an incredible amount, millions of dollars. We know that Dr. Fauci was able to do these documentaries that he did on, I think it was Discovery Plus or something like that. He also was able to, you know, do the books and everything else. Well, remember Dr. Burke? Remember her, Dr. Burke, the one that wears the beautiful scarves? She didn't like Trump, right? And it was pretty clear when Donald Trump wasn't buying all their crap that they were selling about shutting down this country and silencing everybody that disagreed. It was pretty darn obvious that she didn't like him and she wanted Biden to win. Well, she is also cashing in on COVID now. She's got a new book out that you're supposed to run and go buy. And she did a sit down interview on NBC News. She's telling all the secrets behind the scenes. And she said, with Mike Pence's approval, I went to local media to contradict Donald Trump on COVID, because you can't sell a book without attacking Donald Trump now if you're a liberal. And the former White House Coronavirus Response Task Force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Burke, said on MSNBC that during the early days of the COVID pandemic, with the approval of then Vice President Mike Pence, I went on local media all across the country to say the exact opposite of the information citizens were getting from then President Donald Trump. Take a listen.
As you said, the tests that the CDC put out didn't work. There was a lot of scared folks out there washing down groceries. People were dying. The pandemic was politicized, deeply politicized while you were at the White House. It was politicized by Donald Trump. And there were times it felt like you were giving credit to him. There was one moment I don't need to play it, where you were standing at a White House reporter location, and you said he reads a lot and he's really taking it in. And I think for a lot of Americans, they would see that and they'd say, okay, my president knows what he's talking about, I'll listen to him. But he wasn't giving good advice.
In that moment, he was. And that was the difficult piece. And I think that's why I wanted to write the book, because I wanted people to see, when I arrived at the White House, the White House had this blasé, the risk to American people is low. And that came from our agencies and our agency leadership, as well as the president. I could see, even then, in the data. That's why I went to Africa and convened the African leaders here in January to say, this is serious. So when I came back with a very serious message. And so I used the data that I was getting from around the world to show people how serious this was going to be and how that tsunami wave was headed to the United States. In that moment, the president looked at those graphs. He did the 15 days. Well, first he did the European travel ban, then the 15 days to slow the spread, and then the 30 days to slow the spread. I'm thinking that the data is convincing the president. And that's why I
when
said that at the time.
When it became clear the data was not convincing the president, why didn't you stand up and say, this is not right? People are at risk. This is dangerous. We have nearly a million people.
By the way, I have to pause here, all right? Because you can see where they're going with this rewriting history. What they're saying is that Donald Trump didn't believe that COVID was real. That's not true. Donald Trump was asking questions about a response and what it would do to the country. He understood that Democrats were using this politically to try to win the election. He understood that the Democrats are going to try to change and alter the way that we run our elections in the name of COVID. He understood that shutting down the country when people are fearful of anything, right? That what they end up doing when they are fearful is they vote for the other guy by default. Throughout history, when things are bad, you blame the guy at the top. If you're afraid and terrified of what's going on with COVID, you're going to blame the guy at the top. And the guy at the top is Donald Trump. So you blame Donald Trump. And that's when Donald Trump loses an election. And that's when Joe Biden wins an election. Because Donald Trump was literally killing it as president of the United States of America. Lowest unemployment rate in history among African Americans, among Asian Americans, among Hispanics. Like, it was unbelievable what was happening. And we know that, right? It was truly phenomenal. It was truly incredible what was happening and what was going on. And we knew it was going to be almost impossible to beat Donald Trump, especially with the candidates they were putting up. And then COVID hit. And so Donald Trump was seeing this through the eyes of corruption of the left. He also had no reason to trust the people around him because he knew they were lying and had lied and tried to impeach him over COVID. right? Or over Russian collusion, I should say, excuse me. And over stories he knew wasn't true. He knew his campaign had been spied on. He knew that the deep state was coming after him every way they could come after him. All of this he knew, all of this he witnessed, all of it he saw in real time. So when you have a bunch of government officials coming in telling you to shut down the United States of America, the president's job is to look at that and say, does this make sense? Is this the right thing? Should this even happen? That's the president's job. Now, he wasn't saying that COVID wasn't real. But you can hear in this interview, and Dr. Birx, like, how dare you act like you are a scientist, right? Now, these are the same scientists, Fauci, that says, I'm not going to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but I'm going to go to all the after parties without a mask on because it could be a super spreader event at the dinner, but not at the parties after the dinner. Give me a break. Like, they're not following the science, and neither is Dr. Birx.
This is not right. People are at risk. This is dangerous. We have nearly a million people who have almost nearly a million people have died of COVID. They were dying at a very rapid rate at the time that you were in the White House. You might not have felt that way when you were saying he was reading the material and really understanding it. But what about when it became clear to you that he was dangerous, that he was saying to people, inject.
I love this. That he was dangerous, right? Donald Trump is still the most dangerous man. And this is because they know he's going to probably run for president again. So you go out there and you cash in. You go out there and you write the book, folks. And you tell the American people, I'm a doctor, he's not, and Donald Trump is a dangerous man. And you accept the premise of the question that you're being asked right now, that Donald Trump is a very, very, very dangerous man. Donald Trump is dangerous, folks. He's dangerous. He is a dangerous man. That is what he is. A dangerous, dangerous man. So what did you do, Dr. Birx? Why didn't you call him out? Listen.
Bleach into your arms to clear out the virus. He said he was joking.
By the way, he never said that. He was joking when he said it. Donald Trump never said, and this is another one of those hoax, right? Maybe the disinformation minister that we talked about in yesterday's show will clarify this and market his disinformation to imply or say that Donald Trump was actually telling people to put Clorox in their veins. He never said it. It's a lie. We went through this years ago, but they're still putting it out there because Donald Trump is dangerous. And we got to bring him down even more. We got to go after him now. We got to write books about him now. We got to make money off of Donald Trump, the boogeyman, bring him back because we think he might run for president.
Okay, but that's not the way the American public takes him. The CDC had poison hotlines and people
exactly.
calling in and saying, oh no, I ingested bleach.
And that's why I asked
dangerous.
The FDA and CDC to do that. And as soon as I left that room, I made it clear to
so
the
why
leadership.
Why didn't you get out in front of a podium and tell the American public, I'm a White House health official. I'm in charge of the response to this pandemic. And you need to listen to doctors. I'm sorry, not the president of the United States.
So I did that on local media. And I was barred from doing that at national media. And there are people who said, why don't you leave and just do that? I would have had 5 seconds to do that. And then the White House would not have used data for decision making to save American lives. And we did do that.
So you're saying it would have been worse had you been fired?
Absolutely.
Why write a book and not just send a report to this next administration to say, here's what we...
By the way, I love this. Like, I would have... You got to understand, this is the same thing with Fauci, right? Like, we'll never quit, right? I'm never going to quit because things would have been worse. That's how important I am. You don't understand how important I am. If things would have been worse, more people would have died if I would have quit in protest. It's amazing when you get to rewrite history and the media helps you do it. So Dr. Fauci's out there saying, I can't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because it could be a super spreader event. The FDA is going to meet this summer to go over vaccines so they can hopefully mandate it by the time your kid goes back to school in the public schools that your kid get vaccinated. And we're sitting there having actual conversations. We're having actual conversations about Donald Trump being a, quote, dangerous man who was trying to get you to ingest or to shoot bleach into your veins and kill yourself, right? That's what they're, that is the selling point. Let me go to the White House press secretary real quick. Jen Psaki, by the way, was called out for her BS once again at the White House. Take a listen.
Bring it back home, though. It appears there are rules for thee, guys, but not if you're the VP. And we know this because there was an exposure at the White House, and this is the science White House that makes sure that at every turn they're following exactly what the CDC is saying, or that's what they say, at least. Now, Jen Psaki, we're going to play the clip in a moment, but first we want to show you what has transpired since the clip. Now, she claimed that COVID, the Vice President Harris, who was exposed to COVID, wore a mask inside before Judge Jackson's confirmation ceremony. But now we have video that shows otherwise. So here's some video from the White House inside of what was going on. Remember, there's this whole inside outside. So the White House released this video, and you just saw a quick clip of it. We don't have to show the whole thing. Show the screen grab of the relevant portion as it pertains to the vice president. Because if you look closely, and I don't see any masks and inside the Oval Office. And that is the inside portion of what Jen Psaki was saying. Of course, they were wearing masks inside. So that came out this weekend. Here's what Jen Psaki said to Peter Ducey on Friday. The question is, what did she know about that meeting? And was she intentional in lying about it? Listen.
Is there a carve out in CDC regulations for COVID for vice president?
Tell me more, Peter. I'm sure this is going somewhere.
The CDC says for people exposed to COVID, up to date on their COVID-19 vaccinations, do not go to places where you are unable to wear a well-fitting mask. So why is she here at the White House today giving the new Supreme Court justice a big hug with no mask?
You mean when she gave her a hug outside?
Yes.
She was outside?
Does the CDC say the people who are close contact can give people hugs outside?
We know, Peter, that outside you can benefit significantly being outside. That's why we had the event outside today. I will tell you that the vice president has been wearing a mask inside. When there was a private greet, they were all wearing masks before they went up.
He wasn't wearing a mask yesterday at the Senate.
She was playing an important role in confirming or overseeing the confirmation of the first black woman to the Supreme Court.
So this is not a case of rules for thee, but not for VP.
In fact, the vice president wore a mask inside today when she was both with the president, with her staff, other people. She was outside at the event. She was socially distanced for 99.9% of the event today, and she had an emotional moment, which is understandable.
So you can have emotional moments now, right? You're allowed to have an emotional moment, and you can hug outside, not inside, and there's not a special carve-out, but we get to decide what our rules are and how our rules are going to go. There's your White House. But we're going to probably mandate that you vaccinate your kids to get them back in the public schools. And we're going to have these special meetings, and we're going to tell you that your kids are going to probably die if you don't get the vaccine. And, you know, you go back to Dr. Birx. Well, I wasn't allowed to go on national TV. I was only allowed to go on local TV. And the vice president told me to do it because Donald Trump's such a dangerous man, such an evil, dangerous man. That's what she is. So I'm writing a book. Oh, by the way, why not just write a report? Why would you write a book about this? That's the big question she was asked.
I did. Of course I did. I was sharing.
She wrote that report. Of course I wrote that report. But then I wanted you to know Donald Trump sucks and I want to get paid because of COVID.
Sharing data with the Biden administration in November, I was showing them all the data that we were collecting. I was showing them my interpretation of that data. And before I left, I gave them a multi-page report of the things that needed to be corrected. I've done that with Congress. I wasn't seeing the changes that needed to occur. We've lost another 450,000 Americans since March 1st of 2021. We are still making mistakes we don't need to make.
Can we now start accusing Joe Biden of killing Americans the same way that you just accused Donald Trump of killing Americans? Dr. Birx, why aren't you criticizing the Biden administration if you're saying that even after there was a vaccine, 400,000 plus Americans have died under the watch of the Democrats who were supposed to end COVID? Why didn't that get a follow-up question? Well, hold on. Let's be clear. Donald Trump didn't have the vaccine. The next guy did have the vaccine. 500,000 people have died under his watch. Now, even more than that, you're saying they're making mistakes. Why aren't you criticizing Joe Biden? Because I don't get to sell books to conservatives. I sell books to liberals. So Donald Trump is public enemy number one. And Donald Trump is the guy you should hate. And that's why I wrote the book. Do not trust these people, by the way, with your lives. And certainly don't trust them with your kids' lives.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Now, we are starting to see cracks in the media because they can't continue to look the other direction on other major issues. One of them is the economy right now. And the reason why they're starting to cover the economy is because they also need to fill the gap and not have to report on other stories like Hunter Biden. Now, I was shocked because of today's show actually said this about the economy. Listen.
This morning, as the economy is shrinking, so too are people's wallets, drained by everything from soaring staples like milk and eggs to fuel for your car. It's forcing parents like Yolanda Alexander to make difficult choices. The mother of two just had a new $200 rent hike kick in.
So I don't fill my gas tank up as much or put enough in to get me to where I need to be and to get back home. As far as groceries, no, I don't buy the normal amount of groceries as I normally do.
So she's not buying the normal amount of groceries that she would normally buy. Now, you got to ask yourself, why is the media telling you this story? Like, this is not normal for them. It's probably because at this point they're realizing, all right, we got to cover this because we look like total idiots if we don't. And what we really don't want to be talking about right now is the problem at the border and also Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Now, we know, and I went into great detail last week, grabbed the podcast about Hunter Biden's business partner visiting the White House 27 times. But the media is also now having to ask questions about the White House press conference because you cannot overlook the fact that clearly the White House was for sale to the highest bidder in the Biden crime family. Listen to this.
Senate Republicans pressed Attorney General Merrick Garland on Capitol Hill today for an update on where the federal investigation involving Hunter stands. It began in 2018 and centers on foreign lobbying and money laundering rules, as well as possible criminal violations of tax laws. It's unclear whether the probe is focused solely on Hunter or if others are involved. President Biden pledged that his Justice Department will act independently, and Garland assured senators there won't be any interference from the DOJ into this investigation that's being overseen by a Trump appointee.
I'm not at liberty to talk about internal Justice Department deliberations, but he is in charge of that investigation. There will not be interference of any political or improper kind.
Well, Garland's answer does not settle concerns for Republicans who are calling for a special counsel.
He's not going to answer any questions, just like President Biden's not asking any questions, which is why we need the U.S. attorney to complete his investigation and make it all public. My concern, Harris, is that they'll end up doing some deal, some plea agreement, which part of that will be to seal the records.
One of Eric Schwerin's visits was with Biden in the West Wing in 2010. At the time, Schwerin was still president of the firm that he ran with Hunter. Other visits involved Steve Ricchetti, who is now counselor to President Biden.
I love this, right? Now he's counselor to the president of the United States of America, Biden. So let's go back to what we now know about Joe Biden. You want to talk about Russia connections and Russian collusion? We impeached the president over a fake story that was created by the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyers and others around her. And the FBI and the CIA knew that it was crap and classified as crap, but they still went with it and they still tried to lock up friends of the president and they still tried to impeach the president to overthrow the will of the American people with information the entire time they knew was fabricated by the Hillary Clinton campaign, paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, everything is about Donald Trump connected to Russians, but the real connections to Russia are actually from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, we know, took millions of dollars from the richest oligarch that's a woman in Russia, whose husband is best friends with Putin, whose husband was the mayor of Moscow. So now it gets even better. Joe Biden, we now know from emails, used an alias of the KGB spy from a Tom Clancy novel. That's right. Joe Biden wrote to his son Hunter and others close to him using Peter Henderson, a fictional Soviet Union-era spy in several Tom Clancy novels who infiltrated the U.S. government, emails now show. You'd think the media would cover this, right? Only if it was a Republican. Can you imagine if Don Jr. wrote emails to his dad and other people? Or Donald Trump wrote emails to his son and other people, I should say, to get this totally accurate, using an alias of a fictional Soviet Union-era spy who infiltrated the U.S. government? It'd be wall-to-wall 24-7 coverage. They'd be demanding people get arrested. Not a peep from the media in the last 24 hours as this story broke. The messages contained on Hunter Biden's laptop appear to indicate that the then vice president started using this fictitious mole in October of 2016 while forwarding a YouTube video to his son Hunter, his brother Jim, his daughter-in-law Hallie, as well as his sister and longtime political strategist Valerie Biden Owens. Biden sent the message using an email address with a username of 67 Stingray, a clear reference to his beloved 67 Corvette Stingray. The name attached to Biden's 67 Stingray account at the time was Peter Henderson, which matches the name of the KGB spy in Clancy's popular Jack Ryan series. Henderson, whose code name was in Clancy's realm, worked as a minor Senate aide in the 1970s before becoming a Russian spy who was later caught by the CIA and turned into a double agent. And this is how the Vice President of the United States of America references himself. He was then freed due to deep knowledge of secret information on the Soviet Union, according to an authoritative Jack Ryan fan site. The character appeared in four Clancy novels, including The Hunt for Red October. Weeks later, by the way, Biden appeared to still be using the mysterious alias in a November 2016 while forwarding a Forbes story about how demographic trends spell trouble for China and Russia, but indicate prosperity ahead in the U.S. The message was also sent from Biden's 67 Stingray account, which is the car he owns. The account then sent a short yet emotional message to Hunter Biden on January the 3rd, 2017, just weeks before Biden left the White House after 8 years as vice president in Barack Obama's administration. Keep in touch, the message sent from an iPhone read, "Love, Dad." The White House didn't respond to an inquiry by the Post about the Peter Henderson alias. The connection was first noted by the National Pulse in October of 2020. It's unclear if the account is still being used by Biden in any capacity. But the last message contained on Hunter's laptop tied to the name actually was in February of 2018. Invitation to Vice President Biden. Invitation for Vice President Biden, forwarded by his sister Valerie to speak at a class at the University of Pennsylvania. Biden has had longtime ties to the Ivy League institution, where he received an honorary degree in 2013, according to news accounts. Biden's unabashed affinity for his green 300-horsepower Corvette convertible was also well-documented. He even appeared on the CNBC segment of Jay Leno's Garage in 2016. The commander-in-chief, meanwhile, recently recalled the gas guzzler during his Earth Day appearance in Seattle, where he vowed to make every U.S. military vehicle climate-friendly, despite acknowledging his Stingray was green only in color. Quote, "I'm an automobile buff," Biden told the crowd before botching his Corvette's model year. He said, "I have a 68 Corvette that does nothing but pollute the air, but I don't drive it much," he says, so apparently it's totally fine with him having it. And by the way, he got the year wrong, but no, the guy's not senile at all. In October of 2020, the Post also revealed the existence of Hunter Biden's email in a series of reports based on the contents of the damaged MacBook Pro laptop that was abandoned at that repair shop. And what happened? Big Tech and everybody else said it wasn't real. Now we know it's real. Now they've all said that it is verified, that it is authentic. The New York Times, Washington Post authenticated many of the items on the laptop, including some apparently being used in the federal probe of suspected tax fraud, money laundering, and foreign lobbying violations by Hunter Biden. So you have the Vice President of the United States of America emailing his own family using a fictional Soviet Union-era spy name who infiltrates the U.S. government. Nothing there, folks. Let's not even talk about it in the media. Let's not talk about this on social media. Let's not have articles written about it. Let's just act like this is totally normal. Let's just act like there's literally nothing here that you need to worry about. Let's just act like this is something that is for the Vice President of the United States of America to say is nothing at all. Any Republican did this, use the name of a Russian spy that infiltrated the U.S. government, or a U.S. citizen that infiltrates the U.S. government and spies for Russia, right? Anybody, anyone that did this on the Republican side, it would be wall-to-wall media coverage that would not end for months until the person resigned. How many of you have heard about this story for the first time today on this show? That answers your question. Make sure you grab our podcast every day and make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends so more people will be able to hear the news that we break that no one else talks about. Please write us a 5-star review. It makes a huge difference on the podcast charts, and that allows more people to actually see and hear our podcast. And if you would hit that subscribe or auto download button, it would help us tremendously. I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.